Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, September 7th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, spending some time with you this morning. Hey, God loves you. God chose you. So honor Him with everything that you do. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. We've all got our different gifts. We've all got our different roles, our different talents. And it's what we do with those things that He's blessed us with and how we use them. And we're all different. So my talents are different than yours, and your difference are different than so-and-so's. And it's amazing to watch how God's people come together with different talents and just successes and things that they use to celebrate life. And so we're going to talk about that this morning, kind of go from a different perspective from David and Goliath out of 1 Samuel this morning. So looking forward to breaking that down with you. Glad you're with us, and hope you get something out of it. Be blessed today. Jesus loves you. Reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 through 40. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened his own sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff, his own staff, in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in hand, approached the Philistine. That's Goliath. You know, so many different ways to go on this, but to me, this morning, it's speaking about we've all got our own talents, we've all got our own gifts, and it's a matter of whether or not we trust the Lord. Both of these men trusted the Lord, but Saul had different weapons. He had different armor. He had different strategies in battle than David did. They both were successful, and God used them both in different ways. But, you know, just an encouraging note this morning, or a word that, you know, my talents, comparison is the worst in the world, because, you know, I compare myself to my neighbor, or I compare myself to my friends or my family members or whoever it may be. And that can be awfully hard, because we're all different and we're all created in an individual manner. And I think we need to do a better job of celebrating who God created us to be as individuals, and quit worrying about what everybody thinks about what I said or what I do or any of that kind of stuff. And so here, you know, Saul obviously had his way of doing things, and he tried to pass those same things on to David, and it just didn't quite work for him. So not to say he was right or wrong, but it's just, you know, we all got to take our different path, and we've all got to trust the Lord and see how God uses that, and how we honor Him and how He blesses us through that same situation. And so just pretty cool, just a good reminder. If you're frustrated with somebody because they're not doing it the way you do it, don't worry about it. You know, maybe it's a Saul and David situation, and God's going to use them in a different way. Or if you're sitting there looking and going, "Man, God doesn't do it like that in my life like He does it in Shaw's life or in Steve's life or in Bill's life or whoever." But you know what? It's not supposed to work that way. He uses us all in different ways. So be encouraged with that this morning. And, you know, just hang in there, because it's so cool. We've all got our own story. And bottom line, He loves you. He chose you. So honor Him with everything that you do. You know, we're talking today about how God uses different people. Not only does He use different people, but He uses different people in different ways. He uses me different than he uses my wife, than He uses my sons, than my parents. And we just all have our different gifts and talents. We're referencing 1 Samuel 17 this morning, talking about the difference in Saul and David. And, you know, Saul's encouraging David and say, "Hey, yeah, go get that giant Goliath. Go get him. And here's all my armor, and here's my tunic. And, man, you can have everything I got." And David putting it all on. And he goes, that ain't my wheelhouse. That's not my jam. That's not how I do it." And he wasn't comfortable. And thankfully, David was aware enough and comfortable enough in his own skin to say, "Hey, that's not the way I need to do it. And God's called me to do it like this." And he grabbed his staff and he grabbed the stones out of the stream and he put them in his pouch and he says, I got God. And so he used David in a different way than he used Saul in battle. And ultimately David defeated Goliath, as we know how the story wound up. But just an encouragement, you know, that God doesn't use the people that we think he's going to use. You know, you look out throughout biblical history and you look at the characters he used. It wasn't always the celebrity or the politician or the smooth talker. It was usually the individual that was a little rough around the edges or that everybody kind of looked at and went, who is this joker? And, you know, it's amazing. It's hope. It gives me hope and it gives me encouragement because I know he can use me. And I know what a sinner I am and I know what a scoundrel I am and I know what he's been able to do in my life is nothing short of a miracle. And I'm so thankful for that each and every day. But he can use you, and he can use me. All we've got to do is say yes. You know, it's not what you look like. It's not, are you with the latest styles and trends? Are you a multimillionaire? Are you the most popular person nowadays? Are you getting the most likes on social media? It's not about all that. It's about your heartitude. It's about, do you genuinely love the Lord, and are you honoring him with what he's given you? And I believe that if you do, he will bless that, and he will honor that, and he will give you opportunities to share your story with others and to encourage others and to help build up. And, you know, to me, that's what it's all about. That's why I do what I do, not only here each and every day that we get to do this show together, but just, you know, where I go during the week in my normal job, my 9-to-5, so to speak. I just try to be an encouragement. I just try to say, hey, whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. And God's using me in that situation. And he's done it throughout world history. And the difference to me, what I've studied and what I've read and what I've seen out there is it's not always the most popular. It's not always the person that you think, that's the person God's going to use. No, it's the guy that stutters. It's the guy that's a little shy. It's the girl that, you know, just isn't very confident in herself. And I could never do that. It's the folks at the homeless shelters. It's the folks at the women's shelters. It's just people, just regular people. God can use anybody, and he can use you. The only difference is it's the people that say, yes, Lord, here I am, use me. So what do you want to be out there? Are you going to be a David? Are you going to be firm in your faith and confident in your own skin enough to say, hey, I may not have it all, but I got God? Because you know what? That's what he did. And your most successful people and your most faithful people throughout world history, when it comes to their relationship with the Lord, are the people like, hey, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know God's going to make it happen. And so do you have that kind of trust? I hope you do. And if you don't, you know, pray about that and just try to trust him more with the things that he brings or that the things come at you in life. And I'm going to try to do a better job of it too. We can all do a little bit better job when it comes to trusting the Lord. So trust in him this morning. Put a smile on your face and remember that Jesus loves you. Hey, look, at the end of the day, he loves you and he chose you. So honor him. You know, that's what we're talking about that this morning is God loved you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. John 3:16 says it. And he chose you. He's calling you. If you're listening to this and you have a relationship with the Lord or you've got a tugging in your heart and you're not sure what that is, he's choosing you. He's chosen you. He wants a relationship with you. The creator of the universe loves you enough to send his son to die for you, and all he wants is a relationship with you. He chose you, and so quit running from him. And all you got to do is say yes and honor him with what you do and just try to give back and try to say, hey, I don't know it. I don't know all the answers. I don't have probably half the answers, but I know this. If I've got God on my side, we can conquer a lot. And talking about David and Saul this morning, back in 1 Samuel and how they were different, right? God used them both in their time. But David was a little bit different than Saul. He wasn't able to carry all that heavy armor. David was a younger man. He was probably not as physically built, I guess, at the time as Saul was, because he couldn't handle the armor and the sword and all that. And David said, hey, God's got this. Let me be me and let God do what he does through me. And so that's our challenge this week. That's what God's challenging me to is am I that trusting? You know, I can't dunk a basketball. I can't play professional sports. I like to think I can hit a golf ball, but probably not like a – well, definitely not like a PGA golfer. But that's not who God created me to be. God created me to be Shaw Gage. And what I've always encouraged people that I've had opportunities and been blessed to speak and to teach and to do different things in life is go, you know what? Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't give a rip what anybody else thinks. Care what your parents think and what God thinks, obviously. But when it comes to comparison, don't give a rip about what anybody else thinks about who you are and how you approach life. You pray about it, and if you know that God's pulling you in that direction, you do that with everything that you got, just like David did. He said, you know, no, everybody's telling me I need to take on this armor. Everybody's telling me I need this big old sword. I can't do that. I know my limitations, and so I'm going to take this staff, and I'm going to take these stones, and I'm going to take this pouch, and I'm going to go slay this giant, because you know what? It's bigger than my equipment. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than my appearance. It's bigger than my stature. It's God. God's got it, and so with God, what is possible? Everything, and that's what David did. So are we encouraged this morning to do that and to say, I have that same attitude? I hope you are. And you know what? That's what gets us through. Not only the good times, but it gets us through the hard times as well. So trust in him. Know that he loves you. Know that he chose you. So honor him with everything that you've got and see what happens in life. It's so fun when it just happens. And God is so good. So thankful for those situations in my life that he's blessed me with. So hope you're doing well today, and glad you're hanging out with us. It's so cool to read about David again and just the faith that he had in the Lord back here in 1 Samuel 17, talking about the difference in Saul and David and kind of that transition. Then the power's kind of going from Saul, who's the king of the time, and David is been discovered under Saul, and he's a pretty fearless young man. He's the, you know, youngest brother and the most frail or the most slight as far as Bill goes, and he's the last person that anybody thinks God's going to use to slay Goliath. But here we are, and we're at that moment, the crux of the story, where Saul's got David lined up, and he's buying in. He's like, all right, David's got this, and he's the guy, so let me go coach him up. And he's given David all of his gear, all of his equipment, all of his advice, and, you know, I identified with that because I know there's been times in life when people have encouraged me, and it's out of love and it's out of my best interest that people were encouraging me. But I finally had to just go, wait a minute, I can't do it like that. I hear you, and I'm glad God used you in that way, but I got to use my own way a little bit on this and my creativity and my talents and how God used me. And that was through prayer. That wasn't just me being selfish and trying to get my own way, but I couldn't do it as articulate as that individual did. I wasn't as good of a public speaker as that individual was. And so I just had to take my own path and go, God, use me. And I think that's the main premise of this whole thing, y'all. I think it's about trusting him with everything that we have and going, God, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why I'm in this situation. I don't know why you've blessed me with this situation or allowed this situation to happen. But whatever's going on, I pray that you would be blessed and be honored. And, you know, when you look at the world and you look at your life in that situation, I think we just find more and more opportunities to encourage other people and to really live life. You know, what's it all about? What are we doing here? Are we just here to earn a paycheck and to get from next Friday to the next Friday to the next Friday? No, y'all, it's about living life, and it's about that Monday through Friday and all weekend long and just spending every day of every hour that we can trying to encourage one another and building the kingdom. Because, y'all, this is a fleeting moment here on this earth, and one day we're going to be in eternity, and, you know, we got to be difference makers. We got to be bold in our faith, and we got to be bold in who we know God is, because it's that encouragement, and it's those answered prayers and things that he's done, those testimonies and those stories in our lives that he's done. It's the encouragement that are the building blocks for not only this generation, but the next generation. And, you know, here we are talking about something from thousands of years ago, David, and now here we are in 2025, and it's still an encouragement. And, man, what if my story could be an encouragement to somebody long after I'm gone? I hope it is to my kids and my grandkids and great-grandkids. Somewhere down the road, I hope someday they talk great about me. But I want it to be genuine, and I want it to be not because I was this or that, but because God loved me and because God chose me and because I honored him. So are you doing that today? If you're not, man, look at your priorities and see what it is. First off, know that he loves you. He loves you enough that he called you into a relationship with. So he chose you. And when he chose you, all he's saying is just talk to me. Just trust me. I'm not asking for everything. Just trust me. Just give it to me. And you know what? When you do and you honor him, y'all, he blesses your life in ways you'll never dream possible. Most of you know that. You've been there. You may be in a peak. You may be in a valley. But just be encouraged today and remember, Trust him with everything that you got. He's going to bless you. Hope you're doing well this morning. Keep on keeping on. I hope you're thankful this morning for the fact that he loves you, the fact that he chose you. And you know what? Just honor him because of that. And, you know, that's the way it ought to be. And I think when those things happen, when we understand that he loves us and that he chose us and we do honor him with our actions and our words, he gives us opportunities. And they're not always opportunities like that we think it's going to be. I mean, it's just amazing not only how he uses us in different ways, but he also uses different people. Again, it's not always the most popular person. It's not always the person with the latest styles and trends, the best-looking person. I can attest to that. It's not always the you know, the politicians, the smoothest talkers. It's just people that are normal and that say, yes, God, wherever you need me to be, I'll be. And I believe that's because we do honor him and because we are obedient. And you know what? It's encouraging to know that just normal people, everyday people, can impact the kingdom in mighty ways. And that's our job, is just to continue to encourage one another, to be building blocks for the next generation. You know, it takes guts, you know, but throughout history, there are people that God used because they said yes. And it takes guts. And we think, oh, man, today is so crazy and all this dissension and social media and this and that. And what are people going to say? Yeah, y'all, it's been going on that way. It was that way in David's time. That's what we've been talking about this morning. There was people, still people doubting back then. Still people cursing people and throwing rocks at them because they were standing up and saying, God is real and this is who he is. You know, truth, sometimes it's hard to hear. And from the beginning of time, truth has been disputed. And, you know, people don't necessarily want to hear it. And we don't have to be belligerent and we don't have to be rude, but we've got to speak up and we've got to speak truth when we have that opportunity. It takes guts and it takes bravery, but it did back then too. And so you got to do what's right and we got to take a stand. And God honors that. And again, I'm not trying to argue with people. I'm not trying to belittle people. I'm not trying to cause an argument or strife or anything. I'm just saying God loves you. God chose you, and all he wants is a relationship with you. So honor him and trust him and just say, God, I don't get it. I don't know it, or it's been a minute, or I'm all in. Have been, still am, always will be. Wherever you stand today, if you're hearing this, just give him a chance and say, God, I'm struggling with this. Y'all, I have to do it. We all have to continually do it. And when we think we have it whipped and we think we don't need God and we don't think we have to pray and talk to him, that's when it gets messed up. But you got to stay in conversation with him and you got to let him know what's going on. He knows what's going on. He just wants you to say, here it is, God. I trust you with it. And when you do, man, he works it out so much better than we could have ever dreamed on our own. I mean, there's just no doubt. So hope you're encouraged by that. If you have a trouble trusting him, trust in him today. If you trust him all the time, keep on doing it. You can get better. I know I can. But just remember, he loves you so much that he created you, and all he wants is a relationship with you. Just tell him yes today. Wow, already to the end of another show. Can't believe it. It just seems to fly by each and every week. Gets a little bit faster and faster. It's kind of like life. Not that I'm old, but I guess I am. You know, hey, listen, remember, he loves you, he chose you, and all he wants is a relationship with you. So rest in that. Honor him. Just have a conversation with him. He uses us all. Sometimes it can be overwhelming to go, hey, God can't use me because I don't look like that. Or God can't use me because I can't talk like that. Or God can't use me because I don't have that many likes on social media. Or God can't use me. There's always an excuse. But just remember this. He loves you. He chose you, and he wants to use you. All you have to do is say, God, help me. I don't know how to do it. I'm trusting you. Use me. And look out, because he's going to use you. And it's going to be a fun, wild ride. But you're going to be blessed, and you're going to bless other people. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. I mean, what are we doing here? Other than that, just going through the motions, just going through life. Are we being that, you know, as somebody said on a tombstone, right? There's a born date and there's an end date and there's a dash in between. What did you do with your dash, right? That born date was the day you took your first breath, and that past, or that died date was the day you drew your last one here on this earth. But that middle is represented by that dash, and that's the entirety of your life. And what did you do with that dash? I wish I could claim credit for that profound thought. I read it years ago. But that's the thought. What are we doing? Are we here to encourage one another and to build the kingdom and to, you know, strengthen the next generation? or are we just going to be selfish and go through life just like a buoy out in a wave and just going with the flow? Be encouraged. Know that he loves you. Know that he chose you. And know that he wants a relationship with you. And if you don't know that, just start a conversation with him. And if you do know that, continue it on. And encourage people. Encourage people in your neighborhood, on your street, at your workplace, wherever it may be, on vacation. You know, Janet and the boys and I we were blessed to be able to go on vacation last week, get a few days away in the surf and the sand, and just have conversations with strangers. You know, they didn't look like me, they didn't sound like me, but we had some good conversations, and we met some really cool people, and you're able to encourage some random total strangers standing out on the beach down there on the Gulf Coast. And so thankful for that opportunity, and, you know, look for it wherever you may go. It may be the grocery store, but just remember, God uses everybody. So don't judge somebody because they don't do it just like you. That's what Saul did. I'm not saying he judged him, but he said, David, here's all my stuff. Here's my sword. Here's my tunic. Here's my armor. Here's everything you need to go feed this giant. And David put it all on. He went, that's not me. Saul, that's not me. I got my staff. I got my 5 stones out of the stream, and I got my pouch. And more importantly, I got God, and he's on my side. And he went and he slayed that giant. So that's the encouragement to you. What's the giant in your life? Don't try to do it like everybody else does. Pray about it. Use your talents. Use your gifts. Use your abilities. And most importantly, trust in the Lord with everything that you have, because he will help you defeat those giants in your life. Hope you have a great week. Be encouraged. Remember, most importantly, Jesus loves you.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5 Radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.